Log Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. This is your brother Raheem live out from Philadelphia. We're here today, live in the electric color. My voice is a little hoarse. I've been on radio in a week because my voice is screwed up. Hopefully it won't shut down before the album is okay? Just remember, love is to act and make them feel good. And that's what we're about. You're about love. You're about making ourselves and others feel good. And if we are only committed to asking to make you feel good, we're going to have a feel good relationship. Our relationship is going to be just. I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on thought today, on our love today. But love is the main reason why we're getting involved with this, you know. We're Elohim for our tribe, the Father's love, okay? From the constellation Elohim, which you call as well, which used to be called Osiris, okay? That's got the two dwarf stars, stars A and B, okay? There's planets beyond the stars too, if you don't know, you know now. This is who we are, and we're about love. Love is the act that makes us feel good. Not obsessionism. You can be so obsessed with a person that you're hurting them, not even realizing it. You know, they don't want you, can't stand you, don't want to be around you. And all you're doing is trying to impose yourself on them, but that's not what you want. There's 6 billion people on this planet. Over half of them are women. See what I'm saying? And just about half of them are men. So there's somebody out there for you. You don't have to force yourself or push yourself on anybody. You know what I mean? And that's what we come from. Talk to the person. I'm sure some women and some men, and they look so good. Oh, my goodness. You look at them and you say, man, first I want that and only that, you know? But you have to sit down and learn the person. Learn what makes them fit, you know? Because over a period of time, no matter how beautiful they are, if their thought process and they're feeling right, how they begin to get uglier and uglier and uglier. You know, they're still beautiful to the world, they become ugly to you, and you don't want them. You understand? And that makes a big difference in a relationship, okay? The topic today is, normally this is Monday, we talk about news or what's going on out there. And there's a lot of stuff going on out there, especially on the political arena. Oh, my goodness. I'm trying to catch up on the news, but the news is hard to get. Instead of them letting the people know that the vaccine mandate is working and that the deaths and the people dying from COVID-19 is coming down, they're not talking about that. They're not talking about success. You understand? They're talking about people who have not taken the vaccine. Okay, and don't want to put a mask on. I mean, I can see if you're not taking a vaccine and wear your mask. That's something different. But I didn't take the shots. I got my mask on. You're going to come sit right next to me knowing that people are dying from the vaccine. It don't make sense. That's not fair. You know what I'm saying? They worried about somebody making them take the vaccine. Well, you have to take vaccine, mandatory vaccine, before your child can go to school. Do you understand what I'm saying? You got measles, smallpox, all these vaccines you take. When something like this happens, it's government's job to step in and make sure you're not dropping dead because of your views or your political views. Or even if you have misunderstanding about the vaccine and what's going on, okay? I'm telling you right now, I got both shots. Now, I don't know about the boosters, but I got both shots, okay? So some kind of cover, but then I'm around people all the time that ain't got no shots. They want to hug on you and all that, you know. They want you to eat out there. I'm saying, yo, man, what is on your mind? Something is wrong out here, you know. You should have your masks on. I'm sitting in the car. Nobody's wearing their masks. I'm masked down. They ain't got their masks on. They eating up each other and all that. Neither one of them got their shots. They act like nothing's wrong. You know, like everything is fine. And I don't know that. We don't know that, but I don't want to see them get sick COVID-19. They say if you caught COVID-19 already and survived, then your body would build up a natural immunity to it. I'm not sure about that either. You know, that has a lot to do with how you've been eating, what kind of diet you've been on too, you know? So that's one thing that we can talk about, you know, and let's just get into let's talk about this political thing for a minute, okay? In society news, let's just talk about this political thing for a minute. Former Donald Trump, he lost the election, okay? And he, for the first time in the history of the election process, he didn't concede. Then he made it difficult for Biden to come in and do his job. Wouldn't give him the information, blocking things from him. You know what I mean? In fact, 9 months into his presidency, he still got a few people that on his cabinet that haven't been put in yet. You understand what I'm saying? This is crazy. Republicans, they don't actually have any issues that's going to help the people. They talk that, but they don't have no issues going to help the people. All the issues that are being promoted are coming from the Democrats. Now, you got one guy, Newsom, I think his name was. They had one bill. He said that the bill wasn't written right. That's why the Republicans wouldn't get on board. So he said, well, hey, look, I'll do the bill myself. I know the Republicans are done. They did the bill, tried to pass the bill. Not one Republican signed on for the bill. Not one. All they did was waste a whole lot of time. And that's what they're doing. They're stalling, trying to buy time, hoping that they can do enough gerrymandering and all that kind of stuff so that they can literally steal the election when it comes up. And this ain't the first time this happened, all right? This happened in 1860. Go check your history. We have more congressmen and senators than Congress now back in 1860 than we had now. They passed what was called a black hole law. They kicked them all out. You see what I'm saying? They kicked them all out of Congress, put them back on the farms and everything else. And the white mob rule, those ones I call the Dixie class, the KKK, those guys who think that they're supposed to be our masters, that we're supposed to be their slaves, okay? Whether you're black or poor white trash, you're supposed to bow down and cater to them. This is how they think. Well, they took over the political process, okay? And this is how we got statues of Jeb and all them guys up there, and how we've been glorifying George Washington and them so much. You know, George Washington was a crook. That's what he was, a crook and a slave owner. That's what I'm saying, if the truth be told, the real heroes of the system is President Hampton and them. But the black guys, instead of being up, the one that, that wrote that they were responsible for the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, they're the real heroes, but they just whitewashed them right out of history. You know what I'm saying? Giving George Washington and Thomas Jefferson all the credit. These were terrible people. Terrible people, you know? And the growth of the country all the way up until the 20s proved that. The country went under. I mean, really was going under until some things changed and something had to be done, okay? So now they're trying to do the same thing again. So this is your country. Don't let them talk that, what do you call it, government, what the government's doing, like the government is something else separate from you. No. Whenever you talk bad about the government, you need to look in the mirror because that's what you're talking bad about, because it's yours to run. It's your government. When you're born here, right, you become a beneficiary until you're 18. Once you become 18, you become a trustee. That's how the trust is set up. And the indenture agreement of the trust is the Constitution. You know what I'm saying? That's why they have to swear on the, to uphold the Constitution when they take office. The Constitution was set up to keep, to protect from the government, not the other way around. When they start talking about changing the Constitution, it has to be to protect people. If it ain't there to protect people, then don't let them change nothing. You know what I'm saying? The whole thing is kind of interesting. I'm just throwing this stuff out there for the moment, for those who don't know about it. I haven't been doing your research and history and stuff, don't know what's actually going on, you know? But the real founding fathers is President Hampton. They're your founding fathers. You know, they're the ones that really set this thing in motion, along with the Moors, along with the poor white trash that Britain just dumped on the shores, emptied their jails and all that. They're the ones that helped set all this thing in motion. The Indians, so-called Indians, you know what I mean, but the Indians, the indigenous people that were here, I'm saying indigenous, but black folk was here before the so-called indigenous people were here. We've been here for a couple thousand years. but I'm just saying, we helped set all the stuff in motion. They just wiped it out of the history book. That's what they did, you know? And so our children don't get the full information in school, and the children think everything was done and set up by white folks, you know? You know, hey, we didn't have nothing to do. only thing we did when they got here, we was picking cotton, and the Indians was riding around killing buffaloes, living in teepees. There were cities here when they got here. Cities. Full metropolitan cities. In fact, in Mississippi, they had a city larger than the state of London. I'm telling you, this was here when they got here. They're just not telling you that we had full cities here. In fact, one of the descendants of one of the cities, I don't know if any of you watch Good Times or how many old you got. Two young people on the line. I'm looking at the numbers here. But I don't know if you watch Good Times. Malona on Good Times. Her great-great-great-grandfather started, I think it was either Chicago or Detroit. I forget which one it was. But they started the city. You know what I'm saying? There, we had so much going on when they got here, you know, and their object was to fit in when they first came. And that's what we were doing, helping them grow corn, we was helping them get set up. We weren't killing white folks when they first came to the shore. We were helping them set up, helping them become a part of this great bounty that was here. And boy, you know what I mean? It's a great bounty that's here, that's still here. You follow what I'm saying? And just that they have rules in place so that they can take what the indigenous people have when they let it be known that it's there on their land. You know what I mean? In fact, they can't even go over so many sheep. In the law, by law, they can't go over so many sheep. They have no military. They can't have nothing. Stuck them on a reservation. Why? They made a peace treaty with these with people from George Washington's crew. They made a peace treaty with these guys, right? But what the indigenous people didn't know, peace is a declaration of war. And they were supposed to travel all over the world learning weapons and arms and going to an arms race, an arms build-up. Because when the peace treaty is signed, that's when the arms race began. Follow what I'm saying? And when the arms race began, whoever builds their military up the fastest is going to come and take the other guy's stuff. All right? I'll just give you a little small example. Check World War One and World War Two. All right? World War One, when they signed the treaty, right, it was against the treaty for Germany to go on an arms build-up. They couldn't have so many planes, so many tanks. It was in the treaty because they didn't want them to build up their weapons to come back and start the war all over again. They didn't want the peace treaty or the treaty to be a break so they can build up their military again and go back and continue the fight. So that's what was in the agreement. But now when Hitler came along, right, he broke the agreement, started building up his military, his armament, everything. What did he do? Just like it said, when you sign a peace treaty, whoever can build up their military the fastest and the best, come and take the other guy's stuff. That's what he did. He started taking up little surrounding cities and stuff, if you know what I'm saying, claiming that it was his territory and the Germans supposed to get it back and all that. But Russia wasn't Germany's territory. He mobbed attacking Russia. I mean, he built up a military that was just about second to none. But what he didn't figure on, I don't know why he didn't, when he went after Britain, once he attacked the Polish, and they had a standing treaty with Britain, and that created an act of war. And once they did that, he was doing pretty good in the beginning, but his whole thing was based on a lightning war, okay, blitzkrieg. As long as he can conquer quickly, he would get over. But what he didn't realize is that Britain had already conquered most of the planet. Even the United States belonged to Britain. That's what he didn't know. That's why Roosevelt was sending so much material and stuff to Britain. You know, which I'm doing on the downloads, so people don't know. And the New Deal, where he's setting up the military, training men under the skies of the New Deal. You know what I'm saying? He checked the history, you'll see. Yeah, I'm doing military stuff and all that stuff. You know, but it wasn't called that. He called it by a different name, but that's what he was doing. Getting ready, because he knew he had to go to war. Britain was at war. He had to go to war, too. He knew that. Roosevelt knew that. You know what I'm saying? That's why the whole thing went down. It was Roosevelt, Churchill, and Stalin. You know what I mean? Making a decision. So at any rate, you know, That's how they were able to get it on the Indians so much, because they didn't. That's why they said white man speak with a forked tongue. But if they knew what was going on when they signed a peace treaty, they had access to every country on the planet, and they could have went anywhere to get arms and weapons and stuff like that. They did a military build up. They had gold. They had everything. The Black Hills were full of gold. And they ran them out of the Black Hills. You know what I mean? Took the gold from them. They were just taking the minerals from them. Once they knew the Indians had it, they just came in and took it. If they couldn't beat them, because they couldn't really beat them. That's what this Custer thing was all about. They couldn't really beat the Indians. Because they not only tied up Custer, but they tied up all the divisions. They tied up the whole U.S. military. Just tied them all up. You know what I mean? That's when they come back with the peace treaty and we're going to kumbaya, you know what I mean? We're going to kumbaya. They just needed more time to get more people here from Ellis Island and train them up so they can start the war all over again. That's what they did. Next thing you know, Indians on a reservation because they didn't know how the paperwork went. And that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about this paperwork and who you are in this country and what you're supposed to be doing, you know? We're walking around talking about when they ask you what's your status, you say, I'm an African-American, I'm a United States citizen. The status in this country is white male. Yeah, I know it sounds crazy, you black at the street, but your status is white male. That's what you're really supposed to put on a census, white male. And when you go to court, you're supposed to be white male. That's your status. See what I'm saying? There's no status for black in this country. I'm telling you, that's just how it is. Go in the Black's Law Dictionary, Black's Law Dictionary, and look it up. You know what I mean? I'm not telling you nothing that you don't know right now. Or contact any of the Moors. The Moors know about all this. The Moors know this stuff. You know, because they study the law and all that kind of everything like that, you know? But there's a whole lot of things that we need to get into. And today we're talking about the thought process, you know? What you're thinking about, you know what I'm saying? Based on our culture. Our culture is reap what you sow. Okay, that's why they put this little tape I call a secret. What you think about, you bring about. We've been dealing with that for thousands of years. They're giving it back to us because we don't know it because they kept it from us. You know, they're not teaching us what we're supposed to have. There's only two cultures. So if you're dancing and playing the drums and singing and all that, that's not your culture. The distraction that the 1% that have to keep you from knowing what they're doing. Baseball. Football, basketball, hockey, gymnastics, all these are distractions. Okay? This has nothing to do with the culture. This is the society that you live in, but it has nothing to do with your culture. There's two cultures. What you sell, the dog-eat-dog culture. The Republicans are dealing from the dog-eat-dog culture. The Democrats are trying to deal from the read-what-you-sell culture. Okay? But the read-what-you-sell culture, the dog-eat-dog culture, is supposedly attached literally to the military. The military of the dog-eat-dog culture. that's why President Hansen and them, being wise as they were, made sure that a civilian president, okay, was in charge of the military. You know what I'm saying? because the dog-eat-dog culture has to be checked with the read-what-you-sell culture, or there'll be endless conflict for the last 90 years since the dog-eat-dog people, that's what we call the white mob, you know, was running things. The white mob was running things. We've been at war all of the time. Now, since Biden shut down the war in Afghanistan, I'm not sure how to check this, but this is the first time that we're not literally at war with a country for the first time in close to, close to 80, 90 years. You know, we're not at war with a country. Every generation has been in a war. I've been in a war. I've been in Vietnam. I'm a Vietnam vet. So I've been in a war. Now my children haven't been in a war yet. So this generation is skipping the war. But if they went in the military, they'd have been in the Afghanistan war. So each generation had their war. Now like Biden's children. Biden's children was in the Afghanistan war. So now that he brought the troops home, Okay, as far as I know, I might do some research on this myself. The war in Yemen, we're supplying the military supplies, but that's the Arabs that are attacking the Yemenis, you know. They got wars in other parts of Africa as well where they're fighting, but the United States is not, literally don't have boots on the ground. Well, we got boots on the ground, but we're not engaged in the conflict. We're supplying military arms to these people, you know what I mean, as the fighting is going on. I don't know what countries is doing what. I have to check that out, you know, make sure, see what's going on, you know. this would be the first time we have been at war, you know. Now, as far as the vaccine is concerned, the vaccine hesitancy, I understand black folks don't want to put nothing in their arm, which is okay. You know, I took the shot. You know, I took both of them. I took the Pfizer vaccine. That's the one I recommend. I recommend the Pfizer vaccine because it works directly against the virus. The other two, Johnson & Johnson, I do some research on the Johnson & Johnson. I think it's an ADNA vaccine, and one's an RNA vaccine. The Pfizer's RNA, the other two ADNA, where they work through your immune system, they build your immune system up, to help your immune system fight off the virus. But the Pfizer vaccine works directly against the virus. So if you have a compromised immune system, when you've been sick or something over the last couple of months or so, I suggest you take the Pfizer vaccine, okay? That's my suggestion. But now, and if you're not taking any vaccine, please put your mask on, man. Don't come around me without no mask on. I'm going to send you packing because I ain't trying to go out that way. You know, that virus is something out there. 800,000 people are in the ground. That speaks for itself. That's all the proof I need, you know. And very few people, now very few people have died that have been fully vaccinated, but they had a compromised immune system. And I don't know which one they took, but like Colin Powell, he had cancer and some other disease too that he was fighting for. He had a compromised immune system. And if he took the Moderna vaccine, that would have been a mistake. If he took the Moderna vaccine, I don't know which one he took. I've asked people, nobody knows. They're not talking about it. And him being a Republican, any of you die from cancer, they don't give you the right information anyway. So it's hard to say what these, you know, because we're not really getting proper news. Because in the news channels right now, you know, it's hard to find any real news. We don't know what's going on. They're talking about the 14 people that got kidnapped in Haiti. But you got all those people that are dying from the drought and the earthquake. That's why they came here. Nobody really wants to come here and leave their country and come here. But you got problems in the country. They weren't about buying. How come they ain't been to the border? Why go to the border? Go to the country that where the people are coming from. Find out what's wrong. Stop them from coming in the first place. And, you know, to go down there and do a photo op at the border, that don't make sense. You know, that's why I'm trumping on running down there. I'm saying it don't make sense. There's nothing he can do down there at the border looking at the people. You know, he's got people that will tell him what's going on down there. You know, wasting his time going all the way down there for nothing. They forced through the media, kind of forced Kamala Harris to go down there, but it's just a waste of time. She's down there looking, seeing what's going on. But, you know, the legislation about what's going on at the border is not happening at the border. That's done in Washington, D.C., you know? So I just got the news media. The press is very, very powerful. Very powerful. Anytime I got people taking horse stuff for the vaccine, you know, and they got our children running around with this sea moss and something else that they're taking. I have no idea whether the sea moss was or not. You know, all I know is that when they start giving the people the vaccine shots, the death toll went down. Hospitalizations went down. That's a fact. Okay, I try to deal with facts. I can't say sea moss was or don't was. I have no idea. I've never taken any sea moss, so I just went to the vaccine. I'm just laying it out. My throat is getting hoarse again. If I'm not on the radio for the next couple of days, I understand I'm having trouble with my vocals. That's why I haven't been on the radio for the last 3 or 4 days, especially Sunday. I hate missing Sunday because Sunday is the main day that's advertised in all the other countries and stuff, you know? That's why I don't like to miss Sunday, you know, but I couldn't talk, so what can I do? So anyhow, today we're talking about thought process. The whole thing is what thought process are you under? And we being designers, can we design a better future for ourselves, you know? Once you know how this system works, you can help design this system and make it better. Now, on November the 2nd, I think it is, some of the judges are coming up for re-election, all right? Now, the judges that are coming up for re-election in Philadelphia, a lot of these judges, we need to check their history out, Google their names, find out what they've been doing. These local judges are the one that's keeping their children in jail for 10 years and giving the other children 2 to 3 years. You know what I'm talking about. You follow what I'm saying? If these judges aren't giving out fair sentencing, we can fire the judges, vote them out of office. You're voting for these people that are not doing a good job with your children. You follow what I'm saying? And now that the police, now that the deaths and all that among blacks is going up, Mayor Kenney, we're looking at you sideways, man, because there's something you're not doing over there. Because it wasn't like this, the crime rate wasn't going up like this when we had the black mayors in there. So we're looking at you from a different point of view. And so if we're going to do something, you know, you need to get up and get it done. That's all I'm saying, or we'll fire you. Just like we fired Trump. You know what I mean? Get him out of there. Get him out in there. He's going to do a better job. It's our job to watch what's going on. And if they people are not doing right, get rid of them. Get him out. It doesn't matter whether they're white or black. If they're not doing a good job, get them out. That's what I'm saying, you know? So that's where we are right now. Anyhow, everything is about the thought process, and that comes back to who you are, what they say in Kemet. Know thyself, you know? Oh, boy, I forgot about the commercial. I'm not going to do a long commercial today. I'm just gonna speak a little bit about the website that we have. It's actually a domain site called Elohim Bob Chalk Society Below. Type it up, and it'll come up. And we got another domain site called Tyrannical Church of Christ. And I'm saying it like that because that's the correct pronunciation. It's not supposed to be pronounced Allah. And I ain't Muslims get mad at me. Or they just have to get mad. But that's the incorrect pronunciation. It's supposed to be Allah, the breath of life. That's the correct pronunciation. When you say the all and you're supposed to admit the breath of life, that's how it's supposed to be done, because we're talking about source energy, which is everything in the universe at the same time, everything, including you. That's why the Bible says, you were made, okay? Because all scientists know, all right, you can't make something from nothing. It means you can't create. Nobody can create anything. It has to be made from something. You were made from your mother and your father. You were made out of the genes, out of the DNA. From them, that's how you got to be who you are. All right? They didn't make you from nothing. They made you from themselves. That's why I said honor your mother and your father. Because we don't know who made Adam and Eve, who their parents were, okay? But we know who your parents were. And since Psalm 82 says that we are gods, and somebody asks you, who are your gods? That should be your mother and your father. They're your gods. They're the gods that made you. And if you know that they were gods when they made you, gods make gods. That's what you are. You know what I'm saying? Once you get to a certain growth position, you're able to design stuff. That's what God does. All this other stuff they're talking about is just nonsense. God is a designer. You want something done? Design it. You want a better future for yourself? Sit down and do some studying and design a better way to do things. Design a better way to make stuff happen. Yeah, you understand what I'm saying? That's what has to go down, okay? Like I said, you have the two sides, Elohim Bob Tribe, Society of Love. That's actually the domain site. Now, if you have anything that you're selling, if you want to get to the marketplace, you can go to that site and you can buy it. You can set it up right there and sell it right from our site. And so that's a good thing. Okay, so we're building little by little. Now, we're going to have some events coming up, all right? But the next event, the first event is basically members only, so... I'll be putting it on the web, but I'll be putting it out there, but just for members only. We're going to have a banquet. you know, and it would just be for members only. And I will be talking about that soon, with Beta Bengals going to be in all right now. But we'll be talking about all this stuff, you know, but it'll be for members only. If you're not a member, well, if somebody is a member, I want to invite you to the pop chat. You know, we'll talk about that too. But things are beginning to move, okay? The website is set up. We should have our own bank up and running within the next couple of weeks so that we can deal with the virtual money. And so we got our own bank run, deal with the virtual money, then we can make deposits and withdrawals right from our own bank. And the members, they have a gold certificate. They get a gold certificate and a money-making venture certificate. Because we're signing them up for the money-making venture plan, which is coming through the virtual money. And the gold certificate, which is we're dealing with actual gold. Because we're gonna go to Africa and talk to a gold miner. I'm going to be buying gold directly from Africa. In fact, we have one brother in Africa now, and he's looking up on all that stuff for us. So it's going to be pretty interesting. We're moving right along. It's going to take a little time, you know what I mean? Because the main thing we want to do, we want to get enough resources so we can influence the country. We want to push the country in the right direction through, I'm saying peace, but... I just explained what that word means, but we want to push the country towards we with yourself. We don't want to do anything to anybody that we don't want done to ourselves. Okay, that's how we want this thing to work. We want the reap what you sow culture to be the dominant factor in the country, and we want the dog eat dog culture to protect those who are following the reap what you sow culture. That's what's going on. That would be our military. So all those who are military minded or whatever. So this is where we're going. This is what we're trying to do. And I think we can do that because most of the country is really tired of what's going on. And they want better. They want better. They want to do better. They want to see better. I know they're pushing for more money in the job market, but that's not the big issue because no matter how much of a raise you get, they raise the price of goods and services. So you're right back where you started once the price raise kick in. And you don't really have anything. You know, it's like all that money they give out, stimulus packages, they take it all back. You know, every time you go to the store, every time you buy gas, you know, every time you go on the internet and buy something, the cost is good, the cost is up, the cost is more. So if you're paying more than you were before you got the stimulus, all the stimulus went into the raise that you paid to get all the stuff that you got. So you really didn't get no more money. One thing that you have to learn while you're out there is not to borrow money. They tell you, use somebody else's money. This guy's a loan sharking, man. Some people pay 18% on a credit card. They also run around trying to buy a different, try to get low on prices. Black Friday's coming up, and everybody want to go cheap prices, and then they put 18% on a credit card. Put on the credit card, pay 18%. It's mind blowing about the thought process. Now, when you borrow money, the interest is what we call residual income. Okay. Once you borrow the money, whoever you're paying that money to, the interest, that's residual income from them. So now here's the question. They have people that's putting their foot on your neck. Are you borrowing money from them? You don't know. You don't know who you're borrowing the money from. All you know is that you need money. I need to borrow money. So you're paying people to put their foot right back on your neck. People say, well, why'd you cut out Netflix? Because I don't see no shows on there that benefit me as an individual. You know, the shows that they're showing are so lopsided because they expected Donald Trump to win, but he didn't. And the shows in the new TV series are reflecting that. Some of them, because they didn't put them all on the air. I've seen some of them. They were so racial and so gory, oh, gory. Some of them I don't even watch, you know, like they got this thing Blackish. How can you be Blackish? I'm saying, Well, I wouldn't even watch something like that, you know. It's just the little things that they're doing out there just don't make sense. But once you woke and you're looking at all these things, you're looking at it from a different thought process, from a different mindset, all right? This is the purpose of the Bible 2.0. We're not teaching you religion, okay? Religion is realigning yourself with source energy. That's what religion is. That's not what they're doing, okay? They're engaging in mind control through the occult. What is the occult? Occult is the stories. The stories that's in the book. That's how they get you, all right? To give you an example of when you look at the story and how they explain the stories and all that, right? The first thing they do in the stories is to strip you of your power and have you begging somebody outside of yourself for power. That's what the story is about, okay? Now, in the case of the three little pigs, one built his house on straw, one built his house on wood, one built his house on brick. Built your house on a strong foundation. That's what the story is about. Now, here's how silly we get. It's like what they do with the Bible and the story. Well, how in the world did the pig build a house? Where were they from? How old were the three little pigs when they built the house? I mean, everybody's sitting back saying, duh, you know? Well, he was taught Moses. Moses didn't really exist. There was no Hebrews. Duh. Moses set up a centralized banking system. As a black community, wears out. We still worry about whether Moses split the Red Sea or not. You know what I mean? The thing is, he set up a centralized banking system for his people to build cities, roads, weapons, and all that stuff, you know? Here, we've been here all this time, a couple hundred years we've been hanging around under white mob rule, okay? Well, for the last 90 years, we've been under white mob. Where's our centralized banking system? See, that's why they killed Abraham Lincoln. He set up the Freedmen's Bureau, and he was setting us up with our own banking system. He's going to give us a centralized banking system. They said, man, these niggas get started knowing that we used to run the whole world. He said, nah, we got to kill Lincoln. Lincoln's got to go. So they knocked him off. They know, you see, here's another thing that black folk, I use the term loosely because I'm not sure who we are. But here's another thing that we don't think about. These people know who you are. You were the guys that run the planet. It took Britain, think about this, 800 years to come out from under black rule. Okay? How did they do it? The Moors were Moors before the Islamic trend happened. Okay? Came Muslims. The stories in the Quran were weaker than the stories in the Bible. You understand what I'm saying? The stories are the cult. That's the cult. When somebody say you're worshiping a cult, they're talking about the stories that they're telling you to keep you following them. That's the cult. All of them are cults, okay? From Buddhism to Buddhism, Islam, Christianity, I don't care which one you name. They're all cults right now. You know what I'm saying? Because they got everybody caught up in the story. When you watch television, what do you be watching most of the time? It's all about the stories. You're so used to being occulted, okay, that they occult you all the time. Whoever TV station got the best stories, that's the one you watch, whether it's CBS, NBC, ABC, or whatever. Whoever's got the best stories, the stories that you like. Like Fox News, they got stories that lean towards white ring nationalism, okay? And all the white ring nationalism, oh, they love Fox News because they like those stories. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. And now you got CBS who leans on the middle of the road, you're watching their stories, whoever's telling you the best story. That's why some people, when they first taught to be a preacher, they said, it's better to be a storyteller than to give out a whole bunch of facts. Well, once you read the Tyrannical Scriptures complete volume, not a whole lot of stories in there, but it's facts stuff in there that you can use to build whatever you're trying to do, whatever business you're trying to do, help you with your family, organize it, all that stuff is right in that book, okay? It's a chart, a nutrient chart, right in that book to help you eat better, to know what's in each food, what the body needs, different nutrients the body needs, to tell you exactly what you need. And from what you need, it'll tell you what's in the different vegetables and fruit that I have listed in there. All that's in there, okay? There's a music formula in there. If you're a writer, want to write songs, there's a music formula in there. You want to know how the formula works? Go to YouTube, listen to some of my songs. You'll hear the formula that works, okay? Or actually, most of the music on, that's out there is based on the formula. But who's pushing and promoting you? That's what's making a difference. You know, eight out of ten black people can sing. So it's not a question of people being able to sing, but who's supporting and pushing them. You know, that's why the rappers came out with rap, because they couldn't get no play from the major industry. RCA and the one giving them no play. So they made their own genre, selling CDs out of cars. That's Simmons. I think it's named Simmons. That's how he got started, selling CDs out of his car and all that kind of thing. You know, until they built up their own little rap business. But they came in with the money and took it over anyway. They started paying these guys $20-30 million to take over the company. $20 million, yeah, bro, you can have this company. You know. And then next thing you know, instead of Flavor Flav and them guys talking positive stuff, we got hoes in this area, coach. You know what I mean? Because somebody done kidnapped the rap industry, and some of the stuff they're saying out there is actually awful. Actually, it's the same stuff we used to say, but they're saying it so raunchy. You follow what I'm saying? Like, when I get that feeling, I want sex to heal. Right? Talk about having sex. But, you know, to hear a rapper say the same thing, man, you can't listen to it. It's so raunchy. But they're saying the same thing. I want to sex you up. Ooh, baby. You know, this is back in the day. Now, we were saying it, you know. I found love on a two-way street. But they're all talking about sex. They're all talking about when they're talking about love. And, you know, we're all talking about sex. But it's the way they were doing it, and the way they're doing it now is so raunchy, man. You know, the adults can't listen to it, and they make sure that the children don't listen to it, but the children are getting it anyway. Because they do put out the same rap music without the cursing in it, but the message is still the same, you know? And the way they're talking about females and stuff, man, they're the gods of this planet. I mean, every one of them come through a female. You know, that's how powerful these females are. And they're not respecting the God that made them. The womb that bore them is not getting no respect. That's terrible. We have to change that trend. If we don't change that trend, we're going to have a problem. We're going to be like the white folks are doing, trying to crossbreed. If you notice, they ain't putting two black people, too many black couples on television that are successful and happily married. If you notice that, right? You know what I mean? Only ones that are happily married is the ones that's married to either white person or Chinese. You know what I'm saying? They're happily married, but these black people, they're not happily married. They have problems, they break up, all kinds of stuff is going on. They're just not showing it. But you have a lot of black couples out there that are happily married, but they're just not showing it out there, okay? This is Monday. On Monday, I just do like open talk. I just talk about a few things. But I wanted to just deal with the thought process for a minute, because what you think about, right, as they're saying it, you know, is read what yourself. That's mentally too. So what you're thinking about, you know what I'm saying? You're sowing. And what comes back to you is what you read from your thoughts. So what you think about, you bring about. That's how they're saying it. That sounds a lot better. We don't understand how rebirth is so concept at all, because they haven't been teaching it to us properly. But what you think about, you bring about. If you ain't thinking about nothing, what do you expect to get? If you're not thinking about building a better future for your children, a better future for what's going on, or straightening out some of the mess that's going on this planet and the country, what do you think is going to happen? Who do you think is going to change this stuff? while I'm praying and hoping that Jesus comes down, and no, it don't work that way. You follow what I'm saying? He said knock and the door shall be open, but you got to get to the door. You have to get to the door to knock on it. You see what I'm saying? So if you're not thinking in terms of knocking on the door, nothing's going to happen for you. You see what I'm saying? You got to actually sit down. We're talking about you being a designer, but you have to figure out what you're going to design. You know, what kind of system do I really want to live my life under? It don't have anything to do with the public Democrat or the system of the United States or something. You can design something totally for yourself that you can live under with you and your children in conjunction with what's going on in your society, and you can be happy. Don't worry, be happy, or you got killed yourself, so to say. But there's a lot going on with your thought process, and that comes back to what the Egyptians, first thing Egyptians asked you, come to Imhotep and all them, man, know thyself. Who are you? You know what I'm saying? That's why I like the Bible. People look at me, wow, man, the Bible is kind of, King James messed it up. King James did one heck of a job on that book, you know? I'm just going to run a couple of the books down for a second. So you can see, King James set up a step-by-step. I don't know how long I'll be on the radio. I keep putting this information out. I don't know as long as I can. King James did a step-by-step. Book by book, when you rearrange the Bible, you rearrange it in books in order so that you can come to power. That's what he did, okay? In Genesis, it tells you who you are and what you're capable of. You're capable of designing planets. That's what you can do. And Genesis, it also tells you that you're incorporeal, your energy. You know, you didn't... because you couldn't see yourself when you turned into physical form. And then you heard God walking in the garden. But God wasn't walking before. He didn't have to because you wasn't physical. Okay? The snake, that was other people here. Shapeshifters. That's what they're talking about. The shapeshifters that were here, you know? Ain't no snake things I'm gonna talk, holding no conversation with nobody. It was a shapeshifter. You follow what I'm saying? The story of Adam and Eve. Now, if you go back prior to that, he already made men and women. Then comes Adam and Eve. That was the whole technology on cloning. The fact that you can clone male or female from a DNA helix. Look at that helix and look at your rib. It looked the same. That's how they were explaining it back then. They couldn't say, well, you look at the DNA helix and anybody had no microscope. So, hey, look at the rib, you know? I'm just saying. I'm just walking through some stuff right quick. So once you get that part down, you know, and just to give you further evidence, when the two brothers got the slave and the one brother left, he went and got married. Who did he get married to? I'm just going through some of the things kind of quickly. Who did he get married to? You see what I'm saying? The first Adam and Eve, the first women, the first, and they say, let us make men and women. They were procreating, having sex. They made children. Those are the first children that lived on the planet. Okay, and when he left, he went, and that's who he got married to. He married some of the first children that lived on the planet. They were there for 1,000 years before the next step. Each day was 1,000 years. You know what I'm saying? Anyhow, I'm running through this pretty quick, but there's a whole deep story behind all this. But I'm not really getting into the story portion. I'm not trying to occult you. I'm just giving you just a different way of thinking about this, a different way of looking at it. You know, whether you agree or disagree, but at least you're here to listen, and I appreciate that. For those that are online, thank you so much. I appreciate you checking in and letting me know that you're here. I love you very much, and it gives me inspiration. Either I ain't text nobody, but the lines are here. You're on the phone. So remember that if you have a comment or statement, you can just press 1 on your dial and let me know that you're there, and I'll open up the mic for you, okay? Now, that was Genesis. Okay, now we come to Exodus. How do we learn about the helpers from space, okay? The some of the, what do you call those guys? I forget their names. But they've done the research. The mountain where Moses was talking, a ship was there. That little writing with the finger of God, that was laser technology coming from the ship. Okay, we had E.T. helping us back then. in the bush that was burning. It was a light coming from the ship on the bush. Okay, bush where you know the bush lit up and didn't burn. If you put a light on a bush, naturally it's not going to burn. And then there was rumbling and lightning all in the sky. The ship was being concealed by clouds, and the noise that they were hearing was from the engines of the ship. That's what they were looking to. And then when they went to check out that mountain, there's a area that's burnt, like a ship was hoovering there or a ship landed there or something. And there was no volcano eruption or nothing there to tell them what caused that area to be burnt. I mean, there's evidence there. If you're thinking about certain things, the evidence is there. Okay. That's how we learned that they had helped from ET. Now, we're talking about the centralized banking system that comes from Moses. That's how they learned how to handle that money. They didn't know how to handle that money before then because they couldn't get enough money. They couldn't bring enough money to set up the resources for the dog-eat-dog culture to go out and conquer all this stuff. All of a sudden, they got armies to conquer to really conquer the world. You know what I'm saying? This is how they learn it, right out of Exodus, okay? Right out of Genesis, okay? Then you go into Numbers. Where did they get the idea, okay, about Social Security? Okay. Oh, I forgot one book, Leviticus. I'm sorry. Leviticus was next. Leviticus was next. I'm sorry, I skipped one. Yeah, Leviticus was next. When you get to Leviticus, this is how King James set this thing up. When you get to Leviticus, right, it tells you, that gets you into the judicial portion for your people. How to charge fines, what to charge fines, how to charge the person for doing something, you know? If you was a preacher or something and you messed up, then you had to pay a cow or you had to pay a fish or a chicken. That's how they were charging people for messing up. That's why they had no jail. They were fining everybody. That's how they learned the fine system. They didn't know about this before, okay? Now we're talking about, that was Leviticus. This is step by step. And we already went to after Leviticus, Genesis, Leviticus, then Exodus, right? Then we go into Numbers. Where did they get the idea about the Social Security system, okay? And how to pick people to serve in the army? That's in Numbers. Go and read it. You'll see it right away. Now that you have this thought process, now that you're reading with this thought process, you'll be able to see it. It's right there, okay? Then you got Deuteronomy. See, we only got about 2 minutes left. But Deuteronomy tells you how to pick the leaders to do things. That's in Deuteronomy. These are step-by-step things you need to come back into power. Joshua, it tells you, it's telling them which land to conquer, how to conquer the land that you're supposed to get. And then the Judges, it tells them how to split up the loot from the conquering. It's all there. That's what I'm saying. That's just a few books. But you know how many books is in the Bible. You know what I mean? If you go down a step-by-step process, the step-by-step process all the way through to Joseph and all that, showing the individual how to handle that money, you know, we'd be rolling like a donut if we knew how to read the book. But we putting the book on the side because we don't know how to read it. Okay, you know, we only got about a minute left. I walked the path of being honest and good, and equally embrace all that I've done to come back to me. So let it be written, so let it be done. But I'm just saying, love is the act that makes others feel good. This is why they respect the King James Version, and this is why you should respect the King James Version. Remember, King James was a bad boy. He ruled Ireland and Britain. That's how bad he was. You think he don't know what power was and what he really was about? Because he saw what was going on. He saw it coming. When they adopted Christianity, okay, and started getting into the stories and kicked all the black people out, no more black Jesus, no more black people at the supper table, turned into white nationalism coming through the book, right? When he saw that coming, he rearranged the Bible so that so that whenever we got the book, we can always come back to power. That's what he was trying to do. But we can't appreciate the brother because we don't know enough about the book in order to realize just how fortunate we were that he was there at the time. With that, I like to say thank you very much for those who are online. That's your brother Raheem. If my show holds up, I will be on tomorrow. So please check in to see if I'm here, okay? Love you. Oh, shit.